To suggest that any degree of blessedness may be extracted from difficulties and perplexities will doubtless appear absurd to many. But truth is ever paradoxical, and the curses of the foolish are the blessings of the wise. Difficulties arise in ignorance and weakness, and they call for the attainment of knowledge and the acquisition of strength. And understanding is acquired by right living. Difficulties become fewer and perplexities gradually fade away, like the perishable mists which they are. Your difficulty is not contained primarily in the situation which gave rise to it, but in the mental state with which you regard that situation and which you bring to bear upon it. That which is difficult to a child presents no difficulty to the matured mind of the man. And that which to the mind of an unintelligent man is surrounded with perplexity would afford no ground for perplexity to an intelligent man. To the untutored and undeveloped mind of the child, how great and apparently insurmountable appear the difficulties which are involved in the learning of some simple lesson. How many anxious and laborious hours and days or even months its solution costs. And frequently, how many tears are shed in hopeless contemplation of the unmastered and apparently insurmountable wall of difficulty. Yet the difficulty is in the ignorance of the child only, and its conquest and solution is absolutely necessary for the development of intelligence and for the ultimate welfare, happiness, and usefulness of the child. Even so is it with the difficulties of life with which older children are confronted, and which it is imperative for their own growth and development that they should solve and surmount. And each difficulty solved means so much more experience gained, so much more insight and wisdom acquired. It means a valuable lesson learned, and the added gladness and freedom of a task successfully accomplished.